Welcome to the UUFCC Weekly Update of March 1st, 2024. If you have a Sunday announcement or an entry for the Book of Life, please write to bookoflife@uufcc.org, hopefully no later than 6 p.m. on Saturday night. The weekly update includes all the links for the following week. You may also find the links on the UUFCC calendar, which is available from the uufcc.org homepage. If you go to the calendar, you may click on an event and it will give you information about accessing the event. Events that are in person at UUFCC will have a turquoise circle in the calendar. In-person events of the following schedule will have a turquoise font. Events which are by outside groups. Renting space at UUFCC are denoted by a green font. If your meeting is scheduled for in-person but you need a Zoom link, you may find it on the UUFCC calendar. Simply click on the event, and if there is a Zoom link, it will be displayed. You may access the calendar from the website uufcc.org. What's happening at UUFCC this week? Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m., Worship Associates. Sunday, March 3rd at 9 a.m., Conversation Among Friends, in person only. 10:30 a.m., Sermon by Reverend Ann Barker. Title is Soul Transformation. Worship Associate Laura Anderson, Directors Corey Dowdy and Tom Dooley, music by Ryan Smith and the choir. And at noon, there will be a PFLAG steering group meeting. Monday, March 4th, 12:30 p.m., Whitehill Williams Chalice Circle. 4 p.m., the Azar Chalice Circle will meet. And Tuesday, March 5th at 8 a.m., Men's Coffee Group. 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, Conversation Among Friends, Zoom only. And there's a link here for you to punch in if you want to go there. Wednesday, March 6th at 11 a.m., Welcome Membership Team. At noon, there will be the Brown Bag Lunch. At 4 p.m. will be the Immigration Justice Committee. At 5 p.m., Choir Rehearsal. That would be wrong. That would be 6 p.m. Okay, at 7 p.m., happy hour on the Universal Zoom link. Thursday, March 7th at 4:30 p.m., Buddhist Meditation. 7 p.m., the AA group, and that's open to all. Friday, March 8th, 1 p.m., ComCom will meet. Hot off the press, Sandy is on vacation next week, so no office hours Tuesday or Thursday except by appointment. Okay, just a gentle reminder, if you can walk from the back parking lot, please park there to allow those individuals less ambulatory to park in the front. All annual reports from committees must be in today to be included in the UUFCC annual report. The reports should be in Word or text format, no PDFs. If you truly can't meet the deadline, please make arrangements with Mary Jane. Reception for members and friends of the Art Show, March 1st at 4 p.m. Please join us for a reception for the Members Friends Art Show opening in the sanctuary. Brown Bag Lunch again, Wednesday, March 6th at noon. And you can meet at the fellowship with a bag lunch to enjoy with others. Can you help out at CHAPS on Friday, March 8th? Or Monday, March 11th, you need to be able to lift up 25 pounds, and that fact may let a few people off the hook. Mercy, the manager, and the unbelievable worker bee had a stroke this week, and John Lee is trying to keep everything going while she recovers. Please let John know if you can help. I wonder what time. He can be reached by phone or email at john1949lee@yahoo.com. Tickets for sale. See any IJC member, that's Immigration Justice Committee member. There's only two more weeks till the concert. Music, love, joy, peace, and refreshments. Certified Beatleologist and award-winning performer, Fairy Elaine Silver. There will be a concert and sing-along, Imagine All the People. Saturday, March 16th, 3 to 5, 1201 Acquiesta Drive, Punta Gorda, the Congregational United Church of Christ. Tickets are $25. 60s attire is welcome. For information or tickets, please touch base with the Immigration Justice Committee UU. No, let's do that again. Immigration Justice UU at gmail.com. This is a fundraiser to support our CAPAS family. CAPAS helps asylum-seeking immigrant families go through the arduous path towards permanency, citizenship, and productivity. Sponsored by the Immigration Justice Committee of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Charlotte County and the Social Justice Committee of the Congregational United Church of Christ. UUFCC annual congregational meeting will be Sunday, March 24th, following worship service. As an added incentive to come to the fellowship for the service and meeting, our own beloved former minister, Reverend Amy Kindred, will be here to give the sermon. We will have an open house before service from 9 a.m. for people to visit with Arab Amy, since there will be little time after the service due to the annual meeting. Save the date, April 13th at 3 p.m. There will be a piano concert at UUFCC featuring performances by Cindy Stee and Jody DeSalvo. Cindy is the person who donated the beautiful Steinway grand piano to the fellowship. Both she and Jody are professional musicians. There will be a Farm Worker Freedom Festival in Palm Beach, March 8th to 10th. Click the button for more information, and there it is. Writers and marketing folks needed. The Communication Committee is looking for writers for press releases and feature articles. Marketing and publicity expertise for input to committees. Please contact Lori D. Conversation Among Friends Zoom group has moved to Tuesdays at 5 p.m. And always use the link that is presented here. You can punch on it. A message from the Sanctuary Decorating Team. This month's theme is Justice and Equity. Thus, we have the BLM poster and the Pride flag. These are not the only groups seeking justice and equity. We are looking for some design ideas that encompass more of these issues from you. Are you inspired to create a poster, painting, drawing, flag, quilt design, whatever? It could just be bands / swirls of color that represent various factions, or a collection of images. No rules. The Sanctuary Decorating Team can take any image and print it into poster size. If you use computer images, please make sure they are free or from Microsoft like Word, because we pay for those. If you need more details, see Laura L., Cheryl D., Sue B., or Deb C. We look forward to your great creativity and help. Meditation is now every week. The UUFCC Meditation Group will be meeting every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. For information, contact either Helen Sikowski or Marvin Covey. The tax man cometh. The office is happy to supply a calendar year statement of your giving for 2023 upon request. Just drop an email to the office to office@uufcc.org and request one, and we'll get it right out to you. That's from MJ and Sandy. There are buttons for the minutes of the February 11th meeting and the agenda for the March 10th meeting of the Social Justice Committee. The Immigration Justice Committee news. They meet on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. on Zoom. Contact Betty for the link. And there's a button to push for minutes from the February 7th meeting. Tech problems or concerns. Our technology team is instituting a new procedure for getting help with fellowship tech issues. If you want to report a problem, get help, arrange for tech help with an event, or any other fellowship tech issue, email helpdesk@uufcc.org. The office tried out the new procedure with great success. The resolution on the monitor in the social hall has improved. Pavers at UUFCC, the Social Justice Committee, is overseeing the Peace Garden Memorial Paver Project. If you would like to honor a loved one or friend, deceased or still with us in perpetuity, this might be the way to do it. Take a look at the pavers already in the Peace Garden to get an idea of what they look like. Print out the form that is linked in this notice and follow the simple instructions up to 3 lines for each paver. Include a check made out to UUFCC for $75 per paver with your form and send it to the office. You will be notified when your paver has been delivered and placed by our grounds committee. $45 of each paver purchase is donated to UUFCC. There's a button to punch for the paver order form. Communique, your UUFCC newsletter. The February issue is now available, and it is encouraging your participation. Always wanted to see your name in print? Here's your chance. What to write about? Well, whatever tickles your fancy. Sure, it has to pass muster with the editorial board, but that shouldn't be an obstacle. See the front page of our first issue. Consult the UUFCC webpage for back issues. That's www.uufcc.org for ideas. The final date for submissions for the March 2024 issue is February 24th. Now, that's gone. 300-word limit, go for it. Send submissions to editorial board at uufcc.org. And there's a button to push if you want to see the February issue. March birthdays. Happy birthday to Trudy Gerhardt, March 2nd. Debbie Conrad, March 10th. Trisha Lane, March 11th. Dave Martin, March 14th. Ken Brennan, March 18th. Myrna Cherry, March 31st. Please contact the office if you want to be on the birthday greetings list. All we need is the month and day of your birth. The year is totally unnecessary unless you want to give the office a chance to giggle. Check out the Southern Region's February newsletter. There's a button to push for that. Donations and offerings to UUFCC. You may mail checks and pledges to the office, drop them in our mailbox, or call the office to make other arrangements. We appreciate your ongoing support. We are equipped to handle donations through the phone app Venmo. Payments should, through this app should be made to UUFCC offering. If you would like your donation to apply to anything other than UUFCC operations, such as the discretionary fund or a second helping, please indicate so in the notes field. Our mailing address again is 1532 Forest Nelson Boulevard, Port Charlotte, Florida, 33952. UUFCC office hours. Always best to call either Sandy or Sandy to make sure we are that she is in the office. And her hours are Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 12, except this week she's going to be on vacation. So better call ahead just to make sure. And lastly, there's a button to push if you want to click onto the UUFCC website. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of the UUFCC Weekly Update for March 1st, 2024.